lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And number two, he will cast out your enemy. And the king of Israel will be in your midst.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this scripture is fulfilled in Jesus. He came as the king of Israel. You remember on the cross there was an inscription written that this is the king of the Jews, and the people were not happy. They said that no, don't take it off, Pilate, take it off and write that he says he is the king of the Jews. And Pilate said, what is written that this is the king of Israel. He says that your king is in your midst. He takes away your judgment. He casts out your enemy, and he is in your midst. As a result, he says that because of that, you will see disaster or evil no more.
Pilate their body be born Christ as any and so. Or see when or see or you know him. And Crawford say Pilate he was saying he. Niamatrono, ah, maybe I'm coming soon with my Greek work. Abia, abia. Niamatrono, and then I'm a tron. Say, oh, you're Jew, hini. And it took in kinds of a new one now was safe. Someone hini, Israel hini, Abeba and Tem. Now by and tell my one ma atem wa maya subio. Now wa beka ya tafun yina se. No no one yankupa no ya hinimu hino bet na yentem. Hallelujah.
Look at verse 16. In that day, what day is he talking about? The day that God will take away our judgment. The way that he will cast out our enemy. The way that he will be the king of Israel in our midst. He says, in that day, it shall be said to
Jerusalem,
do not fear Zion or the church. Let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. In other words, he says that in that day, God is going to be a happy God. Because somebody would have taken away your judgment, and the enemy would have been cast out. And the king of Israel will be in our midst, mighty to save. And so God will become a happy God that will rejoice over you. Instead of being annoyed with you, they will be happy with you. That is why God is happy, because Jesus Christ has fulfilled the scripture.
Hallelujah.
Look at the book of John chapter 12. Let us see exactly how it is fulfilled in Jesus. John chapter 12. And then verse 31. The Bible says, Jesus is talking. John 12, 31. Now, can we all say now? Now is the judgment of this world. Now, can we all say now? Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. Zephaniah said the Lord will take away your judgment. He will cast out your enemy. Jesus says now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world, the devil, your enemy, shall be cast out.
Hallelujah.
Verse 32 now. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all to myself. This is said signifying by what death he will die. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that if I am lifted up, if I go to the cross, all the now shall be fulfilled. That I will take away your judgment, and I will cast out your enemy, and I will die as the king in the midst of you, mighty to save, and it shall be fulfilled for your life, that you will see evil no more. From that moment onwards, everything will work together for your good as you love God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I am lifted up, I will draw all to myself. I know in your Bible it said I will draw all men, if you are using the King James. I know in the New King James it says I will draw all peoples to myself. But if you look into your Bible, you will see that the men and the peoples are in italics. If you go to the way that the Bible was written in the beginning of the good Bible, they will tell you that all the words in italics were not the inspired thing. The translators put it there just to make context and meaning.
Okay.
In other words, if you read it in the Greek, it says that when I am lifted up, I will draw all to myself. It didn't specify whether it is men, and I believe it includes men. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. On the cross, when we lift him up, he will draw all men to himself. But the problem is that if you put it there like that, you limit what Jesus drew to himself. You know what I told him? Not to tell that you are sleeping, because I know you cannot sleep.
Yes.
Your eyes are shut, but you can't sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus didn't just draw men to himself. He drew every one of the judgments of God to himself.
Wow.
He drew all our sins, all the punishment of our sins. He drew everything to himself on the cross. So God is totally pleased with the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So in Jesus he is well pleased. He is satisfied. He is happy. I said he is a happy God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the book of Isaiah chapter 53. And then you look at the whole chapter. No, we will look at everything in that chapter. Do you know what that chapter says? It tells us about the death of Jesus on the cross. Actually, beginning from chapter 52, verse 13. Up to 53 verse
12,
it tells us about Jesus' death on the cross. Now chapter 54 is a continuation of chapter 53, which actually began in chapter 52 verse 13. Whereas Isaiah chapter 53 tells us about the death of Jesus on the cross, Chapter 54 tells us about the results of the cross. That is why it begins that because of 53, Jesus dying for us on the cross, 54 begins with saying, "Sing, O barren." You who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Hallelujah. He's saying that, look, because of Jesus' death on the cross, he bore our sins and all that. 53 is finished. 54, the result says the same. Be happy, cry aloud because of what? 53, what Jesus did for us on the cross.
Now
look at verse 9. God is saying, this is like the waters of Noah to me. He's saying that what happened in 53 is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah will no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. Says that because of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished for us on the cross, that all the anger of God was born in Jesus, that God forsook his own son on the cross, that Jesus for the first time said, "Lord, why have you forsaken me?"
Because
he bore all your anger. God says that what happened on the cross is like the waters of Noah to me. Just as I swore that time that no flood will destroy all the earth, so have I sworn because of the death of Jesus that I will not be angry with you again. Wow! Also, neither will I rebuke you or condemn you. Really, that is what it means. I won't condemn you because he was condemned on the cross for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. Pastor, as I bring this message to an end, sometimes the problem that we pastors we have is that sometimes we do not present God properly to the people. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to all my fellow pastors. I'm in that department. Because people look up to us as men of God, sometimes when we get angry, people think that God is angry. Let me ask you, when God told man that don't go and eat from the tree of the knowledge of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and man did, was God angry or not?
Was he
angry?
Was
God angry?
And I saw that
he had disobeyed him.
Hey, what a word.
When he was saying that curse the earth for man's sake and all that, was he angry? See, the issue is that as well as when we are disobeyed, we get annoyed. So we read ourselves into the way God also views such things.
And it's
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because God brought certain things upon the Satan, right? Curse the serpent, on your belly shall you go, and all that. And the woman, your labor was going to be in pain and things like that. Was God angry? Can you impose some sanctions on your children without being angry? No, you are not angry, but you are disciplining your child. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But many times it is because we are angry that, hey, come here, you did that. I told you not to go and take it. Do you know the trouble it has come? Hey, come here, and you take the life. Kipel!
Now, what's saying here? You are not going to be able to do this. You are not going to be man can't trust a man no more crying. And when I'm a demo, papa, since I want to be done, I'm a farmer, papa. Now I chia ba, pio pio pio, says a quedo, and no, papa, I'm crying.
And the Bible doesn't tell us that God was angry. The
Bible can't trust on your coupon and work.
Wow.
Doesn't tell us that.
And this, Bible.
When Jesus was lashing the people in the temple,
and right now, yes, so she about the shrink of war when you're me feel.
Was he angry?
He
came to the house of God. He saw that they had desecrated the place. The zeal of the Lord, the Bible says, that was upon him.
He
took a whip. One man against the whole people over there, overturning their tables, shipping, getting the animals out, overturning the tables of the money changers or not. Question, was Jesus angry?
Yes.
Yes. That is a picture we were all taught in Sunday school. That is why he said yes. Because I have been in Sunday school from. I know how it is. I have had a good news club. I have taught people. I know how it is. In my church there, Sunday school. Very strong Sunday school. I know how it is. The problem with us, the pastors and the teachers of the Sunday school people, is that we read our own emotions into the thing. Wow. That Jesus, this one, you can't overturn the tables and whip people without being annoyed.
Hey, so far, Hamio, because I'm going to see you super. Or Shiaba. Well, sing your son at it. What's your Babu Numa, man? So, Unka. Unka. What's your Babu Numa? Was he a man walking can't table no gunya decided a tray and was Sunday school? No, so for baby, I had a tray, sorry, man. Now, yes, good fun.
I want us to have a change of mind about God.
If I say, you're not sucker,
from a religious understanding that we have started with from Sunday school, to a kingdom view that Jesus presented when he came with the kingdom of God upon his shoulders. Because nowhere, in no version of the Bible does it say that Jesus was angry. God can do action and correct us without being angry. That's how he treats us as his children. He is not angry with you. But he will correct you. Wow. It's beautiful. That's how we have to grow up to the way we correct our children. You should not be in anger. When you are angry, cool off. Cool off. Don't punish him there and then. Cool off. And be like God.
Wow.
After you have cooled off, you call him, I told you not to do this, and you give the person that correction. It goes deeper than the anger one. Anger one, I've taught you before. Anger, you will die.
Die, you shall die.
But they were not afraid. If you take it from the soup, I'll cut off your hand. You can give them all the threats. They will still take it from the soup. Because that's not the way to do it. Hallelujah.
Shall we so form a kick as here, pa? Well, see, so many a baby no buffoa. Men no me buffoon so and china so. Uber china so, uber chinama, ube yobenu. Nemo sa wubufua, sa wubano e shee, nipa pound coin. And now catch and say, men moan ye and namely been away ye bea. A men me buffoon and tenant colano bra form. Nemo, we are now our friend. But you. And kwanya ufaye ni abeni nikasa memfa nemo waha mepa udi abotre na woni abofra na kasa uya ne saa obesisa nemo okofa nkwapa na wawo enkwani ofe betwa hunsa mebo wasu mebo otwede obaba badwe twede ne sasa nkwanu no opeso wono ena wanu ntisa yesisa obehun sentia no ne ntine ye no bekwa kula no ye onye bi
wa. Look, we have all been children before.
Nya enkwalada.
We are not afraid of the knocks.
Oh,
don't go and touch my laptop. If you touch it, I'll give you a knock. We'll go and touch it and receive the knock. Next time, we'll go and touch it. He said, I'll give you two knocks. We'll go and touch it and get two. We've been children before.
We are not afraid.
They think all the jails and they see it too, but still they do armed robbery. We are not afraid
though.
They say, I mean, I'm dead. I'm gone. I'm not afraid. Punishment. Ladies and gentlemen, there was something that Moses did. Which God corrected him strongly. What happened was that the people of God wanted water to drink in the wilderness. So they murmured, why have you brought us here? Why have you brought us here to make us die in the wilderness and all that? God heard it and said, Moses, Aaron, come. Gather my children, gather them in front of the rock. And speak to the rock that water will come out. Moses went to gather the whole church. Pastor, gathered everybody. The elders and the members, the rebels, they were all there. Instead of Moses to talk to the rock to bring out water, the Bible says that Moses was anointed. So he took his rod and he said, shall we bring water out of this rock, O you children of God, rebellious, shall we do it? He was annoyed out of the anger. He took the rod and smote that rock, which was Christ, two times. And water came abundantly for the people to drink.
Israel for Mukasa Bebrebe, my sorry, ma. Anna so me first up, me and Mok Butai. Then so free Mamma Monoman, I saw them for. And Omujana was a far, and your pampan yellow, Nanasa obutani jina homa Christ. What the bomu mienu nen suba papa papa papa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And you know.
Moses disobeyed God.
Moses, wanya suti ama wanyankopo.
God loved his people. So in spite of the fact that he didn't follow his instruction, Bible says water came out abundantly, pure water for them to drink.
Na ewo musa Moses ya so de na suno nyame done ma. Enu ti ni oyempa enye nyame ka tre nu po nyame menso bebre.
Then God called Moses and Joshua. Moses and Aaron.
Enu nyame san frem Moses and Aaron bio.
That you people, do you know what you have done?
O se unni ma ya ma ye.
You didn't sanctify me before the people. In other words, you did not represent me properly. You gave them an impression that I am annoyed with them instead of the fact that I am a gracious provider. He said, because of that, you cannot continue to take them to the promised land. I want them to get a picture of me. That's my struggle with Lucifer. I told you last time. I want them to get a certain picture of me, but the way that you guys are doing, you cannot take them there because you haven't sanctified me before the people. You have made them get an impression that I am annoyed with them when I am not annoyed with my people.
Well, see, our friend was a near or six year mo. And ma'am, Miss Mumu caught Sammy bread and Sammy Mount for no Musa me and Yammy or don't mind yet. Mumma, Omunya, Jimmy Sammy or Yammy, Wolfu, Adia Omuyanity. Mumu to me, Funkrofon and to us soon call baby, Miss Mukones and say, one never meant to send me your Yammy or your don't win Nimini and won't win him.
But Jesus was the rock that was.
Yes, you know your butina.
We cannot crucify Jesus twice. He cannot be stricken twice. But ladies and gentlemen, because of the death of Jesus, God is not angry anymore. He is now a happy God. I came to tell somebody that as long as you are in Him, He said about Jesus, in Him, I am well pleased. So if you are in Him, you believe His performance for you on the cross, God is well pleased with you. Because He is well pleased with His Son. Hallelujah. And I want you to leave this Thanksgiving 2016 Mega World Conference with the kingdom view about God. Based upon the person of Jesus and what He came to portray to us about God. That God is not angry with you. God is happy when He looks at you. He is happy. I want you to live this year with this strength in you. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Hallelujah. The person who tells you, say, when you're coupon, you move fool. When you're coupon, and you're chi. Now, when you're coupon, and you're chi, now,
sound doctrine is according to the glorious gospel of a happy God. Happy because Jesus totally satisfies him. So he doesn't have mood swings. He is fixed upon Jesus. And we have to also be fixed upon Jesus. So that we will know that He is the happy potentate. Not a disappointed ruler. Happy King of Kings. And happy Lord of Lords. Are you excited about your God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you will just be like Him. As you behold the glory, He transforms you into the glory that you see. Bow down your heart with me. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you for fully satisfying, oh Lord, the righteous demands of God. Thank you. Ramazubala Masaya, Reka Sheka Bala Mazanda. Thank you, God, for releasing your Son, your perfect sacrifice, oh Lord, to be made sin, to bear the punishment of our sins, to bear our curses, to bear our shame, our confusion, our disfavor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All that you are a happy God. Thank you.
Our strength does not depend on our joy.
We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. The Bible says,
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name on high.